Bless the Lord. A wonderful redemption. Never can a mortal know. Do you know that? Do you know that you can't know? We know a little bit. We know part. But the depth of our sin and the wonderful salvation, that will only be revealed to us when we're face to face. When we stand in His glory and we are exposed, because we've been told over and over in Scripture, right? And we've seen and heard and read the stories that though God has revealed Himself to us in various ways, we have not fully seen His glory. And God has revealed to us that if He revealed Himself in His fullness, no man could stand before Him. We die. And so someday when we see the glory of our God in His fullness, and then like Isaiah, in light of His glory, our sinfulness, woe is me, I am undone. And I believe that, you ever wonder what you're going to do forever in eternity? You ever think about that? It messes up your head, doesn't it? And you think about it forever and ever, and because our minds are finite and we can't process that. And so we think about eternity, and in our thoughts, if you're like me, in thinking about eternity, I always come to an end. And then when you hit that end of your mind being able to process, you realize, well, it can't come to that end because it's eternal. And so you've got to try to stretch beyond that, and you can't. And does it ever bother you? I mean, I sometimes am a little bit like, what's going to happen? What do you do for eternity? There's always a beginning and end. And I think from what I can see in Scripture and understand the little bit that we can understand, I believe that through eternity, this is going to be a process of God showing us a little bit more and a little bit more. And because, you see, we can never fully understand or comprehend God, or we would be God. He will always be more than we can comprehend. And it's just going to be eternity of knowing a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more of this wonderful salvation that a mortal could never know. But even in heaven, I guess, you know, Paul does say we'll know even as we're known, but there's still more to know. And so if that's going to take eternity to continuously and continually reveal to us the glory of God, the sinfulness of man, and the wonderful salvation that God has wrought for us, well, how lacking we are today. But what God has revealed to us, we glory and we rejoice and we praise Him for it. And so we're coming tonight to celebrate the work that He's done on the cross as we prepare our hearts for communion. We're going to sing a song in just a minute taken out of Revelation. So if you have your Bibles, Revelation chapter 1 real quick. This isn't my message for tonight. It's just a message. It's part one. We're very familiar with the suffering Savior. Most often when we come to the communion table, we make reference to the cost of our salvation, the price that was paid, the sacrifice, the human suffering, this great high priest that has come, and once and for all, sin would be paid for. Prophet Isaiah gives us that incredible revelation in Isaiah 53. Paints for us a picture hundreds of years before of this Savior, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was wounded, and He was bruised, and He was broken, and He was bloodied. And we know that horror, the horror of the picture that Isaiah paints. And then, of course, when it happened and the gospel writers are recording for us the terror of the cross and the suffering, the mocking, the abuse, spitting, crown of thorns, nails, the piercing of the side, the scourging of the back, carry the cross, hang naked, that he would die even, we're told, even death on a cross. Death is bad enough, but even death on a cross, which was most shameful, especially to the Jews, this was a curse of God. The most shameful way to die. You know that God didn't just die for our guilt, but he died for our shame. They're two different things. Our guilt and our shame. You know what shame is, right? You ever catch your dog doing something they shouldn't be doing? I don't know how it is, but dogs know how to express shame. Right? They hang their head and they curl their tails and they kind of just walk. They won't look at you. It'll be like 3 hours later you come home. They know they did something bad and they know even then. It's like, I got to go. We saw that in the garden, right? God would come in the cool of the night and fellowship and commune with Adam and Eve. And one night he comes and is looking for them. Where'd you go, Adam? Adam, where are you? And we know what happened. Adam sinned. The sin didn't only bring guilt, but they looked to hide. Get the leaves, cover up. There's shame now. When before there was no guilt and no shame, now we hide. Even the shame of the cross, he bore that for us. But it doesn't end there. And that's not the whole story. We sing, death cannot keep his prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave, he arose. And the story now continues, not just 3 days later, but through the course of those remaining weeks, his ascension, seating now at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us. Isn't that great? We're going to pray in a little bit for our counselors and our staff tomorrow. We have a prayer meeting. We spend a lot of time praying for camp and for the kids. And when I think of that in our prayer meeting, there is our intercessor sitting at the right hand of the Father, praying with us, praying for our counselors. Isn't that like Jesus is in heaven praying for counselors tonight? Praying for waitresses tonight, praying for campers who are packing their bags tonight. Jesus is praying for them. And then Revelation chapter 1, John kind of gives us a little bit of a picture of the rest of the story. In verse 4, John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, the eternal Jesus, from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of kings on earth. We sang that, and we prayed that a little bit earlier too. He is the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and turning, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands was one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not. I'm the first and the last and the living one. I died. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades. I died. But I'm alive. Alpha, Omega, beginning and end, first and last, who was, who is to come. Vainly they sealed his grave. Jesus, my Savior. I died. And we celebrate that tonight, but it doesn't end there. To him who loved us, not loved, loves us, and has freed us from our sins by his blood, made us a kingdom priest to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever. And so we come now, and we rejoice, we worship, and we praise the one who loves us, the one who died and is alive forevermore. Let's prepare our hearts as we sing that in the white hymnal, number 14.
Stands a grave from in the presence of.
you stand and let's sing this last verse to our risen Savior. Alone in His presence, praises shall ring, so that others believing this new song shall sing unto Him who hath loved us
and washed us from sin.
Unto Him be the glory forever. Amen. Unto Him who hath loved us and washed us from sin. Unto Him be the glory forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Unto Him be glory. Unto Him be glory. Blessed be our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. Glory to the King. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, bless the Lord, Jesus, amen. You may be seated. I'll ask our ushers to come and serve us tonight, Jesus. Jesus, that you just hold the bread and the cup when they're served until everyone is served and we can partake together. Bless the Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Brother Tom, would you lead in prayer?
Father, we thank you for giving us your Son, the Lord Jesus. To be wounded for our transgressions, to be bruised for our iniquities, that the chastisement of our peace would be placed upon Him, and with His stripes, surely. Surely we are here. Thank you. Thank you, O God.
Jesus.
And we pray that tonight that we shall receive Jesus in this new and precious way, new and living way, O God, that will make, O God, the effectual, to be effectual, all the benefits of your full salvation.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. the same night which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Let's partake together of the symbol of his broken body. Phil, would you lead in prayer? Give thanks for this cup.
Lord, we thank you for your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. It's beyond our comprehension, what all that you did for us there. We are so thankful, Lord, that you have cleansed us from all sin and imparted your righteousness and your holiness. It's beyond what we can even imagine.
Yes.
Lord, let your cleansing blood flow here this evening. Yes.
Jesus.
Wash us, make us clean.
Jesus.
As we partake of
yes.
you and your precious blood, I just pray that you will do a new work in us.
Yes.
In your precious name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he comes. Partake together of the symbol of his shed blood." Jesus. done to him who has loved us and washed us from sin. Unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, as that's being collected and handled, let's turn our focus now to the work at hand. A lot of you have just come up yesterday, some today, and we're kind of gearing up and hitting the ground running. And some of you came up tired and flustered, just trying to transition from one world to another world, and sometimes that's not easy, and we don't have a lot of time to do it because tomorrow everything starts to kind of run away, and we just try to keep up sometimes. And so we want to just bring this before God. Thank you all who have come to serve, counselors, staff, whatever aspect your ministry is these couple of weeks. Thank you. But we know that unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. So, with all of the preparation that's been done, and some of you have been working for months on putting things together for these couple of weeks, God must work. Thank you. And so we want to believe him tonight to take our offering, our labors, and to bless them and to use them for his glory. So if you're a counselor, would you stand these 2 weeks, okay? So we've got our women stand. If you're in the village, if you're in the cottage, praise the Lord. Let's join our hearts in prayer, our voice in prayer. I'll ask my mom to lead in prayer for us tonight. Yeah, you want to come kind of together here? And maybe if there are some women that maybe right around here, you want to stand with them in prayer, come, let's pray together. God will pour out his spirit and prepare each leader. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are faithful, God. Lord, you are faithful to accomplish what you set out to do. Dear Jesus, accomplish your work, we pray, dear God. Accomplish your work, your will, oh God, your plan, your purpose. Accomplish, oh God, your plan. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name, dear Jesus. Lord, come and fill. Come, oh God, and fill your heart. Free spirit, oh God, move amongst us. Dear Jesus, move, we pray, oh God. Equip, dear Lord God, equip, dear Jesus. Lord God, come, we pray. By your spirit now, work in each heart, oh God. Dear Jesus, come, we pray. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for calling each one of these ladies tonight to your work. We praise you, Lord, that they have responded to you. They have said yes to you. And Lord, you're going to do great things for them and through them. We pray, God, that your blessings will rest upon them, that the Holy Spirit will just fill their lives, oh God. And they will be the perfect counselors you want them to be, the perfect workers, oh God.
Lord,
that as these children look up to
Mama,
and perhaps they ask questions or have doubts,
God,
Lord, you would reveal yourself to them through these counselors. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to respond to your calling. We want to be faithful, Lord, and to answer yes. And so we pray that you'll do great and mighty things these next 2 weeks, oh God. That, Lord, you will help these counselors to be such a blessing that your Spirit will just pour forth from them. And that these children, Lord, will be touched. Touch these girls every age, oh God, we pray. You are able, oh God, to do great and mighty things, Lord, for them. So when they go home, they will be changed. And they will have something in their hearts, oh God, that they can give on. We pray, Lord, have your way, every meeting, every day, every hour, oh God, it belongs to you. Help us to recognize that, Lord, it belongs to you, and we pray your blessings, oh God, upon everything that is said and done, and it will be for your glory. Nothing we can do, Lord, we are helpless, but Lord, it's all that you can do through us, and we depend upon you, Lord. And we're trusting you to do great and mighty things. Lord, things that we're perhaps not even aware of. But Lord, you are able. You are able, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Make changes, Lord. Make changes, oh God, in their hearts, dear Lord. That they will surrender all to you and be the vessels you want them to be, oh God. How we thank you, Lord. We know that you are able, and we're trusting you to do great and mighty things for your glory, O God. For your glory, O God. Nothing we've done but for your glory. And we give you praise. We give you thanks. And use each vessel for your glory, we pray. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Do it, we pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Accomplish your work, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, ladies. And while you're being seated, the rest of you who are on staff, the other side of camp, would you stand? Waitresses, groundskeepers, and boathouse ladies, and cooks, and housekeeping, and all kinds of things going on from one end to the other. And I don't know if we can bring you all up here. I'm going to ask my wife if she would lead in prayer, Sister Diana, for these who have come. And what an opportunity. What an opportunity to serve our God first and foremost, but to serve also his people and those who come looking for him. And you have an important role in ministering and leading people to Christ, even things unseen. Important ministry. And so we thank you as well. Let's pray for these that have come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Jesus. Lord, we are so thankful for each one, Lord, that has volunteered their time to be here at Building Camp, Lord God. Father, I pray for each one, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you will first fill them with your strength, Lord God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will bless them no matter what they do, Lord God, whether it be scrubbing toilets, whether it be sweeping floors, serving food, whatever it may be, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will bless them, Lord. Give each one your joy, Lord, as they are serving you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that their hearts, that they will seek you, Lord, most importantly, these next 2 weeks, Lord Jesus. Father, that they will have a heart for you, Lord God, and that you will do a special work in their lives, Lord Jesus. Father, the burdens that they brought from home, Lord God, whatever it may be, Lord, you know what weighs heavy upon their hearts, but I pray that they will each just cast those cares at your feet. Leave it in your hands, Lord God, and I pray that you will just give them peace, Lord God, as they are here, Father. Use them, Lord. And I pray that the words that they speak these next couple weeks to each other, Lord, will be uplifting, Father, to one another. Lord, we thank you, and I pray that you will just bless each one in a mighty,
yes,
powerful,
Lord,
special way.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated.